1 o'clock.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Rustenburg 19, Pretoria 21.
In Pretoria, N1 Northbound, there's been a crash before the N4 Emmerlaslani split and not all up to Verkeer. And Bedford View, not so lekker. Stationary truck on the N3 Northbound linked to the N12 East at Galulis and N12 West, a crash before the R24 merge.
The case against the farm owner and two employees accused of killing two women and feeding their bodies to pigs in Limpopo has been postponed to 10 September. Farm owner Zachariah Olifir and his two employees Rudolf De Wet and William Masuru appeared at the Makweng Magistrate Court outside Polokwane today. The suspects' lawyers say they did not have the necessary documents to proceed with the bail application. Judge Arshnat Charya.
So the matter is then postponed to 10 September 2024 for bail application in respect of applicant 2 and 3 and possibly applicant number 1. All three accused will remain in custody up until then.
The Minister of Police, Senzo Mkhunu, says crimes like murder, rape and hijacking have increased in the country. Mkhunu released the crime statistics for the first quarter of the 2024-25 financial year. He says cases of rape have increased by 0.6%. Mkhunu says the crime statistics are a reminder of the urgent need to fight crime in the country.
The data is a stark reminder of the urgent need for action. Contact crimes in particular are wreaking havoc and instilling fear among communities. And this is unacceptable. And we must confront the challenges with unwavering resolve and strategic precision.
The Automobile Association has predicted another fuel price drop for motorists in September. The association predicted that the price of petrol is expected to fall by 94 cents per litre, while the price of diesel is also expected to drop by at least 76 cents per litre. AA spokesperson Eleanor Mavimbela says the predictions are based on an unaudited mid-month data from the Central Energy Fund.
If the predicted decreases materialise, the cumulative impact of the last four decreases is substantial. Considering, for instance, unleaded 93 in land, the decreases amount to around 2.44 rand per litre, which in total will bring around a saving of around 122 rand on a 50 litre petrol tank.
The city of Tshwane has confirmed extended power outages in several areas due to high voltage switchgear failure at the Sainsha primary substation. Spokesperson Lindile Mashigo says the team are exploring options to restore some of the affected areas through the permit line.
Electricity supply to the affected areas is expected to be restored this afternoon around 6 p.m., provided there are no further challenges.
And Russia says it is not worried that Mongolia could arrest President Vladimir Putin during his visit next week to the International Criminal Court member state. The Hague-based court issued a warrant for his arrest over the illegal deportation of Ukrainian children in March 2023. Mongolia became a signatory of the Rome Treaty of the ICC in December 2000. Under the treaty, each ICC member would be expected to implement the warrant if Putin were to set foot on its territory. I'm Emil Pinar, hoofdnuusdier. Die borgtog aansoek van die Limpopo boer en werknemers is uitgestel.
Sure, that's a biggie. And then, of course, the Tshwane power outages. Does it say which areas are affected at the moment?
Yes, you can go have a look on our website.
JacarandaFM.com. Click on the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
Like I'm